दे। हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। जय जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। राधावन बिहारी राधावन बिहारी राधावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरांगनेताय 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 श्री श्री गौरांगनेताय। जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा शिल प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा। गुरुदेव 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 जय श्रील गुरुदेव। కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి నిరంతరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो 13 चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 39। नमो नमस्ते अखिल मंत्र देवता द्रव्याय सर्वक्रतवे क्रियात्मने वैराग्य भक्त्यात्मजयानुभावित ज्ञानाय विद्यागुरवे नमो नमः नमो नमस्ते खिल मंत्र देवता द्रव्याय सर्वक्रतवे क्रियात्मने वैराग्य भक्त्यात्मजयानुभावित ज्ञानाय विद्यागुरवे नमो नमः नमो नमस्ते खिल मंत्र देवता द्रव्याय सर्वक्रतवे क्रियात्मने वैराग्य भक्त्यात्मजयानुभावित ज्ञानाय विद्यागुरवे नमो नमः नमो नमस्ते खिल मंत्र देवता नमो नमस्ते खिल मंत्र देवता द्रव्याय सर्वक्रतवे क्रियात्मने वैराग्य भक्त्यात्मजयानुभावित ज्ञानाय विद्यागुरवे नमो नमः नमो नमस्ते अखिल मंत्र देवता द्रव्याय सर्वक्रतवे क्रियात्मने वैराग्य भक्त्यात्मजयानुभावित ज्ञानाय विद्या गुरवे नमः नमः Obeisances unto you. Te unto you who are worshipable. Akhila, all inclusive. Mantra, hymns. Devata, the Supreme Lord. Dravyaya, unto all ingredients for performing sacrifices. Sarvakratave, unto all kinds of sacrifices. Kriya Atmane, unto you, the supreme form of all sacrifices. Vairagya, renunciation. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Atmajaya Anubhavita, perceivable by conquering the mind. Jnanaya, such knowledge. Vidya Gurave, the supreme spiritual master of all knowledge. Namaha Namaha. Again I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns and sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind freed from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the supreme spiritual master of knowledge in devotional service. Purport. The qualification of bhakti or devotional service to the Lord is that the devotee should be free from all material contaminations and desires. This freedom is called Vairagya, or renouncement of material desires. One who engages in devotional service to the Lord according to regulative principles is automatically freed from material desires. And in that pure state of mind, one can realize the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead being situated in everyone's heart instructs the devotee regarding pure devotional service so that he may ultimately achieve the association of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10 as follows. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To one who constantly engages in the devotional service of the Lord with faith and love, the Lord certainly gives the intelligence to achieve him at the ultimate end. One has to conquer the mind. And one may do it by following the Vedic rituals and by performing different types of sacrifice. The ultimate end of all those performances is to attain bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original personality of Godhead, or his innumerable expansions of Vishnu, are the only objects of worship by all the Vedic rituals and sacrificial performances. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुहुवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्री गुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द चैप्टर द अपीयरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड वराह. सच वंडरफुल प्रेयर्स विच आर वेरी सूदिंग टू एनी डिवोटीज हार्ट, बिकॉज दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ प्रेयर by reciting which regularly a devotee can soften one's heart and be able to approach the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. When Shukadeva Goswami began reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many prayers he recites in the beginning. Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namaha. That is one line with which some prayers end. Other prayers he says, Prasidatam me Bhagavan Satampati. May the Supreme Lord be pleased with me. Because when the Lord is pleased and when he smiles upon me, glances upon me, then I can be enlightened to say something what the Lord would want to speak. the Supreme Lord Krishna, one of his names, one of his qualities is called Vavaduka. Vavaduka means one who speaks very briefly but very profoundly, very deeply. Although he uses only a few words, but they mean a lot. Just like the Bhagavad Gita, which is song of God, is being interpreted all over the world. One of the most commented book, Bhagavad Gita. Even after 5,000 years, the book is so popular, famous, ever fresh. And great personalities like Gandhi say that, every time people face some moroseness, one can turn to it and get fresh answers. As if Krishna is speaking to Arjuna at every moment. So, one meaning of the word Vavaduka means one who can speak such profound wisdom which remains ever fresh for all time to come and which has layers and layers and layers of deeper and deeper meaning which will be revealed according to the ability of the person who approaches the Supreme Lord with the right attitude. The Lord will reveal, because the knowledge is not only revealed from the head, it is also revealed from the heart. As Lord says, Tesham evanu kampartham ahamajnana jam tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. So the Lord has alternative way of revealing knowledge to a devotee, which is through the heart, which is not to allow the people to claim to be knowing some bhakti, which is bhakti abhas or which is some concoction, not for that sake. But whatever the Lord reveals in the heart is also in line with the scriptures. It confirms the truths of the scriptures, but it is revealed in the heart of a devotee, as the Lord himself says there. So in this way, Vavaduka also means that speech which is very sweet, which is maduram, which is very sweet in the beginning, sweet in the middle, sweet at the end, which is very pleasing to the minds and hearts of those who hear the message, and which is beneficial also. So, here also we find the sages are offering very wonderful prayers to Lord Varaha. In this particular prayer which we are reading today, they are saying, Namo Namaste Akila Mantra Devata. You are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns and sacrificial ingredients. Dravyaya Sarva Kratave Kriyatmane. Which means they have come to the right conclusion of the Vedic sacrifices. You see, the Brahmanas are generally famous for reciting the Vedic mantras and offering Swaha, the Ahuti, into the fire sacrifice. So they offer to different devatas, Indraya, Swaha. Like that, they offer to various devatas. In the beginning, on behalf of a king, they may perform such yajnas, or for somebody to get a putra bhagya or something like that, they may do. And when they do such yajnas, they say, Indraya Swaha idam na mama. It is not mine. In this way, they throw the grains in the fire, silk in the fire, ghee in the fire. So the fire, the Yajna Kund is called as the mouth of Vishnu, and the fire is the tongue of Vishnu. Somebody may wonder, why should such costly items be thrown into the fire? Why don't you give it to the poor? Many people ask. So often common man, when he approaches God, he is very unscientific. When it comes to other things, they blindly accept things proposed by scientists. You can see that. But when it comes to God, the Shastras explain. Shastras, many times, they tell us to do things without giving immediate explanation. But if one follows them, one gets the results. One gets the fruits. Just like a boy went to a doctor when he was kneeling, when he was having a wound in his knee. And the doctor gave him some tablets. So the boy asked, should I powder it and make a paste out of it and apply? The doctor said, no, you put the tablet in the mouth. So he asked, what is the connection between mouth and the wound? Doctor said, just do what I am telling you. he just eat the tablet. So he put the tablet in the mouth. Within a couple of days, the wound dried up. And that's how the yajna also works. You offer the ahuti in the yajna kund. And then how Lord Vishnu is pleased, that Lord Vishnu knows. We don't have the eyes to see. But by doing yajna, the whole world becomes happy. Because yajna vai Vishnuhu. And so yasmin tushtam, jagat tushtam. So the brahmanas follow the teachings of Lord Vishnu as given in the scriptures, as taught. So they do the yajna, but the goal of yajna is detachment from material enjoyment in the beginning. So the person who is offering the grains and the ghee, everything, all these things which has accumulated for many years, is offering it in the sacrificial fire. Besides that, those who are yajaman organizing the sacrifice, they have to collect a lot of ingredients. As we read in the Bhagavatam, even Arjuna went to collect some gold, and he came to be called as Dhananjaya. He went to the Maruta Desh and he brought those golden plates and all. We hear. So a lot of hard work is involved, sweat and toil in organizing the yajna. And then all these things are offered into the fire, and brahmanas are given charity of cows and gold and silver and all that. People are given, you know, prasadam, havishanna, offered to Vishnu, is ultimately given to all the people. In this way, one sacrifices a lot. By doing sacrifice, one sacrifices one's things also. By which one gradually develops detachment. By the detachment arises due to making an effort to please Lord Vishnu. And detachment arises by idam namama principle. By giving away and not taking things for one's enjoyment. By taking things for our enjoyment, we become spoiled. But by giving away, not whimsically, but according to Lord Vishnu's order in the scriptures. By giving away idam namama principle based on the scriptures, alignment with scriptures produces detachment, vairagya it produces. And then when one does such yajna for thousands of lifetimes, then one becomes, one acquires higher and higher position in status in Varnashrama. Then one may come to a point of awakening jnana. I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. That comes after, you know, millions of lifetimes of doing yajnas like this. Actually, this first I read in the small book by Prabhupada, Raja Vidya book. The first two, three pages Prabhupada says there. So by giving, by doing such yajna, after many, many lifetimes, one comes to awaken knowledge of Atma. I am not the body, I am the spirit soul. And then one gets absorbed in understanding what is this Atma. Again, while studying Atma, they try to detach themselves. You know, this is spirit, this is matter. This is Sat, this is Asat. This is temporary, this is permanent. That takes another thousands of lifetimes to understand the difference. I am not this body, I am not this. Like, you know, once two personalities, they went to a great sage to learn in the Gurukula. After teaching them for a few years, Guru sent them away to go back. While going, they asked, can you tell us a summary of what you taught us? So he told them, what you see is you. And if you know what you see, you will always be happy. Like that, he spoke very mystically. So sometimes, just like the Tao people, or sometimes you find certain statements are mystical, but they have very deep meaning. So these two fellows went back. One of them, he looked into the mirror. He said, what you see is you, and if you know what you see, you'll be happy, he said. So he immediately went and said, what I see in the mirror is myself, this is me. And then he went and told all his followers, just enjoy the senses. You know, eat, drink and be merry. And then he and his followers all became degraded. And another fellow who looked in the mirror, he said, of course I see my face in the mirror, but this is not me. I have studied that I am not this body. Then he said, am I the mind? Am I the intelligence? Because antakarana is only one, but it appears like three. Man, buddhi, ahankar. The finest behavior of antakarana is ahankar. So, am I this ahankar? I am certainly not the Mithyahankar, surely. Then who am I? Then he understands, I am not the body, I am the soul. Then he understands, actually, the soul is the real me. For example, you can keep this bureau here for 1,000,000 years. It is not going to complain, please, you know, move me from this place to another place. It's not going to say, because it is not living. But imagine if you keep a living person like this, after an hour he will say, please take me somewhere. He cannot stand like this for all time. So in this way, he understood the difference between living and non-living. And then he understood, if I have to benefit the living personality in this body, then I have to go for Shreyas, not Prayas. So he and his followers became Devatas. And the first fellow and his followers became Asuras. So the reason I told you this is, even to understand I am not the body, I am the spirit soul takes thousands of lifetimes. Just like you take a bottle of water from an ocean and bring it to your lab. If you study that bottle of water, you can study the ocean also by seeing the sample. How? For example, a living spirit means desire is there. Dead matter has no desire. We have a desire. I want to see, I want to do this, I want to do that. Only the quality of desires may vary. There are mundane desires, there are spiritual desires. But the desire is there in every living spirit. So in this way, the desire is there because the Supreme Lord, ultimately, he is a person endowed with emotions. So a sample also has that. So they only study the sample. They don't study the Supreme Truth. And jnanis in this way, after studying about the spirit, they come to a wrong conclusion that this spirit is God. Like the last snare of Maya, Prabhupada says, you see. And if one is saved from that snare of Maya, then one takes many, many lifetimes to come to the stage of a yogi where one tries to control the intelligence. So a karma yogi, he engages the senses. A jnana yogi engages the mind in speculation and study of the scriptures and all that. And the yogi engages the intelligence and fixity on the super soul. And a bhakta yogi actually is the one who understands the Bhagavan. It takes many, many lifetimes. But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is telling Karmakandis directly, Aham kratur aham yajna swada hamahama ushadam mantro hamahame vajyam aham agnir aham hutam pita hamasya jagato mata dhata pita mahaha vedyam pavitram omkaram riksamaya jur evacha. In these two verses, he's telling this kind of the brahmanas who are doing yajnas. Aham kratu, aham yajna, swadaham. I am the clarified butter. I am the ladle with which you offer the, you know, ahuti in the fire. I am the fire itself. And I am all the ingredients that you have kept for offering sacrifices. Ultimately, everything is my energy. It's me only. Why is he saying like that? He's telling them, while doing the yajna, don't forget whom are you propitiating? Whom are you trying to attain? Don't forget the person. Don't become caught up in your rituals. Like that he is giving a warning to them. Imagine a woman has got a beautiful photo of her husband. She's putting a garland and looking at him and talking to the photo. And the husband is coming and battering the door behind. And he's calling. He's in army somewhere working for months together and he has come back home. She is not even attending to the tap on the door. She's telling, I'm too busy watching the photo. That was the case of the yajnik brahmanas who were busy doing yajna while Krishna Balaram came to their back doors in the garden when their wives went and gave the prasad to all the covered boys and Krishna Balaram, if you see. So, but here the brahmanas are intelligent here because they are saying, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers and you are the Vedic, worshipable by Vedic hymns and sacrificial ingredients and we offer our obeisances unto you. So they are saying that ultimately all these yajnas are done for your pleasure, just like Bharat Maharaj, when he offered to Indraya Swaha Idam Namama, he felt, I am offering this to the Supreme Lord's hand. When he offered to Surya, he felt, I am offering this to Supreme Lord's eyes. For every one of the presiding devatas to whom he offered, he immediately remembered the Lord's limb of his body. In this way, these brahmanas also have come to the right conclusion that the form of Lord Varaha is non-different from all the Vedic sacrifices. They are calling the Lord Varaha. There is one verse in which they are saying how every limb of your body is actually a Vedic, it's a part of the Vedic sacrifice. Which means these Brahmanas, they have achieved the ripened understanding of Vedic sacrifices, which is the personality of Godhead, knowing the Lord. That's ultimate understanding. So that is the first part of the purport Prabhupada is writing about. Here he is saying that, and then he is also talking about the material desires. The devotee should be free from all material contaminations and desires. This freedom is called Vairagya, or renouncement of material desires. One who engages in devotion service to the Lord, according to regulative principles, is automatically freed from material desires. Which means, he says, if you do Bhakti Yoga, there are two things which come out automatically, Jnana and Vairagya. And in that pure state of mind, one can realize the personality of Godhead. And the Lord also is seated in our heart, and he gives instruction. So here the Brahmanas are calling the Lord as Jnanaya, Vidya Gurave, Namo Namaha. Vidya Gurave means the Lord who is the supplier of knowledge, or the Supreme Guru, Jagat Guru. God is giving knowledge, he is the giver of knowledge. Like Lord in the scriptures becomes Guru of someone like Arjuna, he becomes a Guru. That doesn't mean Lord is Guru only for Arjuna. We adopt the mood of Arjuna in receiving Bhagavad Gita, then Lord is Guru for us also. He is the Guru of all the Jivas. Lord becomes Rishabhadev, Guru for his sons. Lord becomes Kapila, Guru for Devahuti. So in this way, Lord may become Guru, but all the scriptures are breathed out by the Supreme Lord. In that sense, he is the ultimate Guru. All the other Gurus down the line, they repeat the wisdom emanating from Lord's body. He is breathing out. Brahmakshara Samudbhavam. Karma Brahmodbhavam Vidhi Brahmakshara Samudbhavam. So the Brahmakshara is actually the Vedic literatures come from the Lord. And then the Varnashrama activities are all coming from the Vedic scriptures. By doing which the result should be offered to him. And by offering to him, one can become perfect in life. So here one point he makes here, Prabhupada says here, the Lord also is in the heart and he can instruct the devotee regarding pure devotional service. Now, somebody may have a question. If Lord is in my heart, then how I can hear his voice, inner voice, as some people call it? How can I hear his voice? Actually, we don't have to hear his voice. We have to hear the voice of external guru first, which is the director within, preceptor without, you say. Because we cannot hear the director within. Actually, there are many inner voices which we can hear time to time. Some of the voices are arising from the mind. Some are arising from intelligence. Some are arising from the ego. Some are arising from the Supreme Lord in the heart also. For example, here it is said material desires which are visible and invisible. Some material desires are visible to us to the level of our advancement. We can detect them. Just like, for example, bacteria, you cannot detect it. If you see your hand, it looks clean. Keep it under a microscope, there are so many bacteria. Similarly, there are finer and finer material desires which we cannot see. So, when we cannot see our material desires, then we need a guru who can see them and who can help us, you know, pluck out those weeds. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that guru is compared to a mother, and the disciple is compared to a small girl, a baby, whom the mother protects. Why he is calling as a baby girl? Because Bhakti Lata. Lata is never independent. Lata is always dependent. It always goes around the tree. Similarly, even after going to spiritual world, the Bhakti Lata will have to take the shelter of the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet and the devotee's Sangha. That is why it's called Bhakti Lata. It's not called as a Bhakti Pauda or Bhakti tree or something. It's called Bhakti Lata, it is said. It is dependent. And so, because the wife always is like a creeper around the husband, she depends on the husband's support. Similarly, we are Prakriti in nature. Prakriti is feminine and Krishna is Purusha. And that is why the our bhakti is also compared to Bhakti Lata or a small girl. And the guru is compared to a mother who protects the girl by wrapping the child with a napkin in cold winter, and also putting a fan or something in the hot summer, protects. In the same manner, guru is one who pinpoints in the heart of the disciple the bhakti abhas. Bhakti abhas means the tendency for being ritualistic, or the tendency for speculative endeavor. Somebody may be intellectual, like we say, jnani type devotees, we say. If somebody is jnani type, we may have a tendency for intellectual endeavor, which may be called as jnana prayas sometimes. Jnana prayas means, you know, reading lots of books and doing lot of research and knowledge, trying to acquire finer and finer knowledge without cultivating devotion in the heart, without rendering devotional service. That is jnana prayas. Like sometimes, like one devotee was telling, he has 50,000 lectures in his jukebox. I asked him, 50,000 lectures? So I asked him, 50,000, how many of them have you heard? He said, I have to start hearing, I'm not getting time, he was telling. So that is also jnana prayas. Jnana prayas means accumulating a lot and absorbing very little. Correct, no? So that is also bhakti abhas, which he appears like a devotee, but not a proper devotee. Similarly, karma tendency means, you know, one is very ritualistic, but one is not coming to the right conclusion, just like the yajnik brahmanas. Similarly, tendency for yoga means controllership. So one is trying to control the mind, trying to control intelligence, trying to take all the control in spiritual life in one's own hands without giving anything to the Lord. That is yogi tendency. So in this way, the guru is one who pinpoints the disciple's tendencies. And he will not remove it. He will only show it. Like that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Who has to remove it? The jiva by his own endeavors have to remove it. So the jiva's endeavor and guru's assistance in helping to detect the anarthas in the heart of the disciple, combined with Lord's mercy, which comes when he sees that the guru and disciple are committed to each other. The disciple is willing to accept the chastisement and correction from the guru, and the guru is enthusiastic to help the disciple to cleanse the heart and grow. When they both are committed, in that commitment, Lord Krishna appears. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't appear. There's a two-way commitment between guru and disciple. So in this way, then when Krishna appears, then dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mama payantite, like that he does. Then the disciple will see, when he hears the lecture of the guru, and when he is hearing the Lord in the heart, the both the knowledge will match. Exactly, they'll be the same. One time I asked my spiritual master, how will I know, you know, how to act in certain situations when you are not available for me, when I'm trying to get in touch with you through email or phone and you are not available and I have to make some serious decision. So he gave me a very simple answer. He said, whatever I have told you to do, you keep doing. And then whenever I'm not available for you to tell you, then whatever you do will be in line with what I have already told you. Like that he said. You understood, no? That means if you always do what I have been telling you to do at all times, then the decisions you will make will also be in line with what I was intending to tell you. Like that he said. So, in this way, the Lord in the heart will speak. But we cannot hear him as long as we are hearing our mind screaming for sense gratification. That's why Prabhupada is saying here, one has to conquer the mind. Why? Jitatmana prashantatma paramatma samahitaha. Shitoshna sukadukkeshu tata mana pamana yoho. So if we rise above the dualities of shita, ushna, sukaduka, mana, apaman, then one can hear the super soul. In one's own heart, one can hear. And then that verse says, super soul is conquered, he says, when one has conquered the mind. So how can one conquer the mind? Conquering the mind means purifying the mind. How can we make the mind pure? By purifying our habits of eating, sleeping and mating, Prabhupada says. By purifying the habits, our mind becomes pure. Which means a regulated lifestyle, strictly in line with what our acharyas have given us for attaining Krishna Prem. By adhering to that, gradually mind becomes purer. and the mind becomes pure, then the super soul is conquered. And super soul is like a very vast lake or a vast reservoir of water. And imagine if you have a well in a village and our well is dried up, but we have a connection to the reservoir of water, there will be a perennial supply of water to our well. Similarly, yasmin vignyarte sarvamevam vignyatum bhavati, it is said. If one who has connection with Krishna, then he will constantly be guided at every moment. Just like Prabhupada and his small son, they were walking to the marketplace and the son asked Prabhupada, Vrindavan day. He said, Papa, when we were at home, there was moon in the sky. Now we are in market again, we find the moon. And Prabhupada later on uses his example to say, super soul is like that. Wherever you go, he follows you. I think some telephone people use that, I think. Wherever you go, we follow you. We should tell them only super soul follows. Nobody else can follow. Isn't it? So, wherever we go, the Lord follows us. Only we may not be able to see him or access him. So, our guru gives us the access. By following guru's instruction, gradually we get access to the Lord in the heart also. And then we can get Dadami Buddhi Yogam principle. You know, there is one famous verse in the Bhagavatam, 11th canto. I can finish in 2-3 minutes. It's getting late, I think. What is the time according to the clock here? Another 5 minutes, I'll finish it. Ya nastaya naro rajan na pramadyeta karhichit dhavan unmilya vanetre na patet na skaletiha. Like that he says, na skalet na patetiha. He says, Yanastaya naro rajan na pramadyeta karhichit. Anyone walking on the path of devotional service, he says, na pramadyeta, he will never be bewildered in his life. And even when he is closing, he is blindfolded, his two eyes are blindfolded, he is running very fastly. He will never stumble and fall. He will never stumble, he will never fall. Like that he says, na patet, na skaletiha, he says. So, this is a very interesting and important verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says here, bhakti path is so powerful. Even if somebody is not very learned in Shruti or Smriti, which are compared to the two eyes of a Brahmana, without which one cannot be called a Brahmana at all. One should know the conclusions of the Shruti and one should know the Smritis also. And then one will be able to walk the path properly by seeing what is right, what is wrong in one's life. And what is Nishiddha Achar? What is Vihita Achar? All that one can know. Otherwise, one will be bewildered without those two things. But this verse says the opposite. Even if somebody's eyes are blindfolded, but he has accepted a Sadguru in his life and is following the devotional limbs, the 64 principles he is following in life ordered by the Guru. Such a person, he will never stumble and fall, he says. So, what is the meaning of this verse? There are many primary procedures and secondary procedures given in the scripture. The primary procedure is the essence and the spirit of bhakti. That's the primary thing. There are many Western disciples who surrendered their heart to Srila Prabhupada, who love Prabhupada with their heart even today, even after 30-40 years. Although Prabhupada, they were living with Prabhupada after Prabhupada left the planet. Till date, they have preserved that love for Prabhupada and faith in Prabhupada. They may not know proper Sanskrit pronunciation. They may not be able to recite the shlokas well. They may not be able to cram the verses. Or they may not be so deeply learned in the scriptures also sometimes. They may not be knowing the subtleties of the scriptures. There is one verse Krishna tells Uddhava, Jnanat Atava Jnanat. He says, knowingly, unknowingly, if a devotee worships my deity form in the temple, even without knowing my full glory, I still accept it, Krishna says. That's because the sincerity of the devotion of the devotee is taken seriously by the Lord and not the vastness of his knowledge. So the knowledge is measured by vastness and faith is measured by depth. So sometimes the faith of a devotee is so deep, although his knowledge of the opulences of the Lord may be limited. Actually, there are devotees of the Lord who have developed a deep type of faith. There was an Tirupan Alvar in South India. This Tirupan Alvar belonged to a very low caste. He used to stay outside the temple and hear the ringing of the bell and chanting of the Vishnu Sahasranam. And the puja should be going on, because he knew that I am low caste, I cannot enter the temple. So one day, he was by the side of a river. You know, there was a path, walkway, where people would walk and then take the pond water for offering puja to the deities. So on that particular day, he was lying on a grass, and his legs were spreaded over the walkway, you know. And he was in tears, remembering Lord Narayana's glories. How Lord Narayana is lying in the Ananta Shesha very beautifully, and how Lakshmi is massaging his feet. Simply beholding the Lord's beautiful form, his beautiful face in his chitta, in his heart, Tirupan Alvar went into ecstasy, crying tears, playing on a veena. He was singing constantly. Loudly he was singing, proclaiming the glories. Many, many people would pass by and they would relish his kirtan. So on that particular day, a pujari came, a Brahmana pujari came to fetch water from the pond. But he saw Tirupan Alvar lying. So he thought that Tirupan is purposefully blocking the way to tease me, he thought. He loudly shouted, "Hey Tirupan, move away from my way. It's getting late for the puja for the Lord." And Tirupan didn't hear it because he was absorbed in devotion. So then the Brahmana pujari, to draw his attention, he took a small stone. Of course, he is also a Vaishnava. He will not want to cause harm. He just took a small stone and he hit on his forehead. And then immediately Tirupan came out to his external senses, and it started slightly bleeding here. Then he immediately came, and then he looked at the Brahmana pujari and he said, "I am very sorry for blocking the way. I didn't know that you are waiting to serve the Lord." So he moved out of the way. Then the pujari took the water, and then he went. So when he went to open the altar from behind, the door was locked from behind. I mean, from inside, Lord locked it. Lord himself locked it. He was not allowing him to open the door from behind. Then he came from the front door, tried to push the doors aside, and that also wouldn't open. So the pujari was wondering, shocked, what did I do? So he went to the deity room, room behind the deity room, and he sat there chanting the Lord's names, begging the Lord to become free from any anger that has come, that has become in the Lord's heart. He asked the Lord, "Did I do anything wrong?" Lord said, "Then what? Yes, you did a big wrong. You offended my great devotee, Tirupan Alvar, by throwing a stone on his forehead. How dare you do that? How do you think I will accept puja from your hands?" So the Lord said, "I am very eager to see Tirupan today. Today he sang my glory so well. So go and fetch him immediately. You should carry him on your shoulder and bring him, by which all your offenses will be finished." So when this pujari ran, and then he went to Tirupan and said, "Oh Tirupan, good news for you. The Lord is calling you." Tirupan said, "What do you say? How can I put my foot into the temple, because I am a degraded fellow from outcast?" Pujari said, "Yes, that is why you don't have to put your foot. I will carry you on my shoulder." He picked him up and put him on his shoulder, and he ran, and Tirupan started jumping and crying. He took him to the temple. So as he came to the temple veranda, the Lord was so eager to see Tirupan, he came out of the altar. He came to the veranda place. The Lord came in a very big chariot, very beautifully. The Lord gave his darshan. And it is said, Tirupan, when he saw that form of the Lord, in great transcendental ecstasy, his hair stood on end, and Ashtasattvika Vikar manifested in his body. Crying torrents of tears, his whole body melted. It turned into water. On the spot, he gave up his body, which turned into water, pure waters. And then he, the next moment, he entered into Vaikuntha, this Tirupan. So, great devotees like Tirupan Alvar, like this type of devotee, they are not learned scholars, but they have devotion, very great faith in the Lord. So faith is awakened. The purpose of knowledge is to awaken such faith. If that faith is not awakened, what is the use of any amount of vastness of knowledge? So, tapasa brahmacharyena shamena damena tyagena satyena shauchabhyam yamena niyamena va dehavag buddhijam dhira dharmagya shraddhayanvitaha, and all those things are said, which are secondary processes in which a devotee of the Lord may not be expert. But the devotee of the Lord is revealed transcendental knowledge about the Lord in the heart of the devotee. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. Lord reveals the knowledge in the heart of the devotee. And this is not for the upstarts to say that, you know, some upstarts like Sahajiyas, they say, Lord in my heart told me I don't need a guru. I can wear a sari around my body and, you know, adopt the mood of a gopi. Such kind of upstarts cannot be accepted as those who are getting revelation from within. They are simply cheaters. If somebody is getting revelation from within, that revelation will be in line with scriptures, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. In this way, these Brahmanas are all Vaishnavas who are glorifying the Supreme Lord as the Vedic sacrifice, as the one who is the recipient of all the prayers, Vedic hymns and everything, and the Lord who is the Vidya Guru, one who is awarder of transcendental knowledge, both through our spiritual master and through the Lord in the heart also. Because the Lord is called Satvatampati, he is also called Diyampati also. Diyampati means he is the boss of our intelligence. So we should not hear the sounds of our mind or the intelligence or the ego. We should hear the sound voice of the Lord in the heart. And Lord will, in the heart, will reveal more and more as we transcend the dualities by practicing Bhakti Yoga and by remaining absorbed in Bhakti. Gradually we will transcend the dualities. And in the beginning itself, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Tam Sitikshaswa Bharata. If you transcend dualities, then I will speak to you. Otherwise, I cannot speak to you. You see, Arjuna is standing just 1 feet away from Krishna and still he is crying because he is disconnected. You see? Somebody may be a million miles far away from Krishna and still be joyful by following Krishna. You see? That's why Krishna is telling, what is the use of you, Arjuna? Kutastva Kashmalamidam Vishame Samupastitam. He is chastising Arjuna because you are not aligning with me. That's why you are crying. The moment you align with me, you will wake up. So, the Shastras are repeatedly telling us this, that by aligning with the knowledge that the Lord is speaking and aligning with the duties that He has awarded us, gradually we will transcend the dualities, Shita, Ushna, Sukha, Dukkha, Maan, Apaman. And by so doing, one can hear the voice of the Lord in the heart very clearly. And by hearing that voice and living in accordance to that voice, which is coming from within and without, both ways. Because after the Guru disappears, the disciple still has to continue his devotional service, like we read in that wife of that Malayadvaja, Vaidarbhi. But Super Soul came and gave instruction. Like that, here they are saying that you are the Vidya Guru, you are supplying us the wisdom by which we can come back to you. In this way, the Brahmanas are offering many, many beautiful prayers in glorification of Lord Varaha. Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.